Taking a deep breath, she left her accommodation and began her journey to her campus. Surprisingly, the weather was good. Good for the UK, anyway. It wasn't raining, and that was the main thing. Melanie looked up at the sky and felt the cold air fall across her face. Looking to her right, she headed in that direction, her mind racing. What could I move today? I wonder if I'll ever be strong enough to move a car. Would anyone notice if I just moved the slower people to the right? I should be helping people with these powers. If only I was stronger. The thoughts played in her head before she was interrupted by the sound of a bicycle bell coming past her. She quickly stepped aside to see the cyclist pass when a car suddenly came flying past, nearly knocking the cyclist off his bike. He yelled some expletives at the car and carried on cycling, but the car pulled into a nearby bus stop and a woman angrily stepped out of it. Her black heels clicked on the hard pavement as she angrily marched towards him, and Melanie watched the scene that was about to unfold. It was easy to tell exactly what would happen. If I can't get Charlie, this lady will have to do. She quickened her pace to catch up with the cyclist and focused herself on the woman's high heels. They must have been about 10 inches, and were worn away from the amount of use they had had. Even from where she was, Melanie could spot imperfections in the heel that could easily be broken. The woman tottered over towards the cyclist, her face as red as a tomato. Before she could take another step, Melanie made a sharp beak motion with her hands, causing both heels to completely snap off. The woman realised what had happened as she crashed onto the floor, slamming her face right into the pavement. The cyclist couldn't help but burst out laughing, and Melanie gave a little smirk walking past. It grew into a mischievous grin when she noticed a large tree that just so happened to be standing near the woman's car. As the woman's voice began to hurl various expletives in the air, Melanie walked behind the bus stop shelter and stood looking up at the tree. The thought of moving it became intimidating when she was up close, but if she could do it, it would be the ultimate karma. The cyclist and the woman were having a shouting match with each other while Melanie put all of her energy into the tree. The leaves began to rustle as she slowly tilted her hands. The roots began to appear and snap with the weight. Melanie's forehead began to sweat profusely as the tree was pulled further out of the ground. When she felt she had done enough, she let it loose and watched as it plummeted into the woman's very expensive sports car. The woman looked over and immediately began making shocked noises. Melanie smiled. Today's karma has been delivered and signed for.